Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff and his three kids are. Jeff, are you and Lila and Pepper and James there?
We, Jane, Pepper, and Leela, we're here.
Oh, my gosh.
Some help here, and we're praying for Joe's heart attack, so hopefully he's okay.
Yes, I know. This has been a very weird morning.
All right, Jeff and the crew are ready to go, Steve, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Jeff and his kids have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What fruit do children traditionally give to their teachers? Yes, killer whales are most commonly seen off which North American coast?
Puget Sound, Pacific.
Yeah, I'll take that. What is the name of Ronald McDonald's purple friend who loves milkshakes?
Grimace.
Yes. What is the official language of Egypt?
Farsi?
No.
Egyptian?
No.
Pass.
How many compartments does a cow's stomach have?
Three.
No.
Four.
Yes. What decade did the first official kidney transplant take place?
50s.
Yes.
60s.
Who
70s.
Is the current host of Family Feud?
Oh, Drew Carey.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, Steve Harvey.
That's him. Besides Earth, what planet in our solar system is most likely to support human life?
Mars.
Correct. Which belt runs multiple devices in an automobile's engine?
Drive belt? Fan
no.
belt?
No.
Serpentine?
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct, you guys. Well done.
Not bad.
All right. Good job.
Those kids are smart.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
These kids are brilliant geniuses.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Because they probably listen to Beat Migs a lot.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that's exactly why. They know what not to do.
Welcome back, Steve. Are you ready?
I believe that I am. Let's check with you, Taryn.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What fruit do children traditionally give to their teachers?
Apples.
Correct. Killer whales are most commonly seen off the coast of which North American coast?
The West Coast.
Correct. What is the name of Ronald McDonald's purple friend who loves milkshakes?
Grimace.
Yeah. What is the official language of Egypt?
Egyptian?
No.
Farsi?
No.
I don't know, pass.
How many compartments does a cow's stomach have?
Four.
Yes. What decade did the first official kidney transplant take place?
What decade?
Yeah.
50s.
That's it. Who is the current host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
Correct. Besides Earth, what planet in our solar system is most likely to support human life?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Mars?
Yes. Which belt runs multiple devices in an automobile's engine?
The conveyor belt.
No.
I don't know, pass.
Toe loop, lutz, and axle are all terms from which sport?
Tennis?
No.
Golf?
No.
I can't think of it. Oh, crap. Volleyball. No. Volleyball.
Steve, correct. You got seven correct, and that's pretty good. But it's not good enough to beat the children of Jeff. They got eight correct. Congratulations, you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoa. That was unfair.
Four
against one?
The official language of Egypt is Arabic. The serpentine belt is the one that runs multiple devices in an automobile's engine. And toe loop, lutz, and axle are all from the world of figure skating. Very closely associated with the ice skating that you do in hockey, Steve.
Yeah, we don't do any toe loops or axles, I don't think. No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Today's a big day. Coats for Kids is officially underway and happening at KISW.com. Our goal, 2,500 coats on local children in need. So to help us kick off Coats for Kids, we're going to chat with Dean Shelton of the Washington State Council of Firefighters after Aerosmith.
And thanks to the Rockaholics so far, $244 raised this morning. Yeah. We have a long ways to go, but we can do it.
This is the season of giving, Steve Miggs. Yeah. And we have partnered up once again with Operation Warm to put brand new coats on local children in need through Coats for Kids. So what exactly is Coats for Kids? Well, joining us now is Dean Shelton from the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Dean, good morning. It's so great to talk with you today.
Hey, thanks again for having me back on. I appreciate you guys and everything you've done over the years.
Oh, always great having you on. Thank you for doing this. This is such a big deal for us, and it always feels good to know that we're able to help out so many kids that need it.
Yeah, you know, our partnership with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and KSW and Operation Warm is, you know, I'm not sure the total number of coats we put on kids over the last 10 plus years, but it's exceptional work that your listeners have really allowed the firefighters to get into schools and other programs to distribute these coats for kids who otherwise wouldn't have a brand new coat.
And we're looking to put 2,500 brand new warm winter coats on local children in need, and a $25 donation will do that. So, Dean, maybe you could paint the picture for us at some of these jacket distribution events. How is that moment when a child is receiving a brand new coat that is theirs, that fits them properly and keeps them warm for the season?
Yeah, you know, it's a great partnership for a couple of reasons. One is that firefighters have visibility and kids generally like firefighters, and two, we have obviously trust of our public, and to get into the schools, oftentimes we're taking schools that kids who are in not such a great financial situation, in which they may or may not have ever even had a brand new coat. So for us, the kids light up anyway when the firefighters show up, and then when we show up with a brand new coat, it can be life changing for some of these kids. It's their opportunity, right? It's their opportunity to focus on their schoolwork and not about whether they're cold. You know, as we know, there's a lot of families in our state and throughout the United States that have less. And it's just a unique opportunity for us to get in there, give them something that's theirs, that they get to keep with their name on it. And it's brand new. It's not a hand-me-down. It fits them. And they just light up. And it's great. It's just a great program. I'm proud of the work that the Washington State Council of Firefighters have done over the years in getting into these schools, and it's east, west, north, and south. So everywhere from Vancouver to Bellingham to Spokane out to the coast into the peninsula. So we're hitting kids everywhere in the state of Washington.
And the part that I remember when we first started doing this that really hit me was, you know, when you realize that it's more than just the coat that we're giving these kids and that you're providing for these kids. Yes, to keep them warm during this terrible time when it gets cold out and you don't have the money to stay warm. That's very important for a kid. But the confidence part was it never dawned on me. I've been fortunate in my life, you know, growing up, I was able to get a new coat. And I never thought about, like, hey, for those kids that don't have a new coat, or I have a coat that's like, seen better days, that kids can be kind of ruthless. So this is something that does help their confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. We see that. And we know that confidence in kids also goes towards their schoolwork. Mm-hmm. And when they do better in school and they have high confidence, they're going to perform better, which means that they're going to have more opportunity. And the goal there is that we give kids opportunity. And being a firefighter has been an amazing opportunity for myself, as well as I know the 10,000 other firefighters in the state of Washington that are represented by the Washington State Council of Firefighters. But it's a unique opportunity for us to really talk about what we do, share with the kids, and then obviously give them this coat. But that confidence, you know, it could be life-changing, as I said earlier, and it allows them to maybe see beyond just what is their day-to-day life, which is a new coat can give them that courage and that inspiration and that confidence to do more as they evolve.
We always say rockaholics helping rockaholics, Dean, and we just are so lucky to have listeners that step up when they, you know, they answer that call. And Coats for Kids, we want to do 2,500 coats this year. A $25 donation equals one brand new winter coat for a local child in need.
Yeah, that's an amazing goal. And, you know, KSW, we just cannot thank you enough, obviously, and the listeners and the rockaholics have been such great partners. You know, like I said, I wish I had a total dollar amount, but I know that we got to be pretty close to that $1 million mark and above maybe that $1 million mark. The fact that listeners have donated over the years and see the value of this program, you know, it's incredible that we have this partnership and that trust in the community that we're able to put these coats on kids. And really the Rockaholics get the credit for that too. And, you know, both you and Steve, Taryn, you and Steve both know that I've tagged you here in the last couple of weeks on some distributions we've had on social media. And so we're already out there giving coats. Our members are definitely doing this work throughout the year. And this is just an ideal time of the year as the holidays approach.
And shout out to early donators like Ron House, who donated $100 this morning. Don Ayers donated $69, and Robert Noonan-Kemp as well donated $69. We're at the early stages of our donations, but any amount can help, from $5 to $500. And like we all said, $25 will put a brand new coat on a kid in need.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter whether you can afford $5 or $500, you know, whether you're, you know, a pipe fitter, a teacher, or a professional athlete, you know what, we want to partner with you, and we want you to, you know, feel like this is your program. These are our communities, right? And our communities are built on, you know, the strength of our communities is the education programs, and our teachers are really the heroes in our community, to be quite honest with you. And this allows our teachers to do their work as well, which, you know, nothing worse than a hungry kid or a kid that's cold. And, you know, to be able to have the good fortune to be a firefighter and be able to put coats on kids. But it's really our teachers every day that are doing the good work for these kids. And we know that because strong communities are built by strong education.
Well, thank you, Dean Shelton from the Washington State Council of Firefighters, for jumping on this morning to talk about Coats for Kids. And if people want to learn more and make that donation, they can head over to KISW.com right now.
You guys are the best. I appreciate you all. Thanks, Rockaholics. And on behalf of President Dennis Lawson, Secretary Treasurer Greg Markley, and the Washington State Council of Firefighters, we just can't thank you all enough. We love you guys. We know that you've invested in this program with us, and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you so much to you and your listeners. And we look forward to this partnership continuing through the year. So thanks so much.
Awesome, Dean. Thank you.
All right. Take care, you guys. Be safe. Bye-bye.
The Daily Mix Show. Rockaholics, do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Heart this Sunday at Climate Pledge Arena. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Heart with special guest Cheap Trick. And that is happening this Sunday, November 23rd, at Climate Pledge Arena. Say good morning to our contestant. It is Josh from Tacoma. What's shaking, Josh?
Morning.
Morning. We're going to spin this here wheel and see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or me.
All right, the wheel is spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Steve Miggs? It looks like Josh, it's you and me. Let's win these tickets for you.
Ow!
All right, Josh, here is your clip.
Magic Man, Heart.
Boom! Come on, girl.
Josh is like, don't even play games. I got this. I'll be honest, I knew it was hard. I was like, it would have taken me a few seconds to figure out it was magic, man.
I would
totally have to hum it.
All right,
Steve
Biggs.
I was hoping it would be, let's get high a while. But they didn't play that part.
Classic line.
Well, you know what? Maybe this Sunday you'll hear it.
Yeah. I think you will. If you can get this clip right, Steve, here it is. It's just
another Manic Monday. I know it's Manic Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a female singer?
Yes.
I know it's a female singer. Does her name start with the letter B?
No.
No.
Oh, crap.
I think Josh knows it. Josh, you want to give her a hint? Give him a hint?
Rhymes with Mindy Schlopper.
It's definitely not Mindy Schlopper. No. So it's not Schmelinda Schmarlisle or Schmindy Schmopper.
And technically it's a band, right?
Oh. Yeah, think about a
bracelet.
The charm bracelet.
A large bracelet.
Was Schmelinda Schmarlisle in the band?
I think so.
Oh boy! All right, I hope I'm winning you these tickets. I know it's Manic Monday,
uh-huh.
And is it? Rhyme with the Schmangles?
Yeah!
The Bangles?
Yeah!
I didn't realize that song was
good job, man.
Ooh, that was a close one, boys.
Oh, my goodness. I love how Josh was confident it's Cyndi Lauper. I was thinking it was Belinda Carlisle.
Wow.
I went down a weird rabbit hole this morning of listening to cover songs, and it was the Green Day when Green Day did it with the lead singer girl. I don't know what her name is, but it was the Bangles, and I was like, yeah, that's a good song.
It is a Manic Monday around these parts for sure.
Has been. So Belinda Carlisle was in the Go-Go's, I think.
Who's in the Bangles?
Susanna Hoffs.
Oh, of course.
I get these broads all confused, right, boys?
Josh, congratulations to you, my friend. You're going to be seeing Heart this Sunday with Cheap Trick at Climate Pledge Arena.
Wow. The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, boy.
The weirdest Monday ever.
A manic Monday, some would say.
We got a guy who had a heart attack, another person whose dog howls at you.
Yeah, take a number, dog.
Oh, my God.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to talk with us about, it's a great time to pick up the phone and call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Metallica.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
throughout the morning, we have received some texts and calls from you that we weren't able to get to, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK.
Now, I know we have a listener on hold, but I just want to give a quick shout out to a couple more people who have made donations to Coats for Kids. We started off this morning, and thanks to Dean Shelton, who joined us from the Washington State Coalition of Firefighters, because we're trying to put, 2,500 brand new coats on kids in need here in Western Washington. Kids who need it.
That's right.
And $25 will put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And Eleftherius Maraveller, I will butcher your name if you donate.
You did great.
Thank you. That's what I do. $100 donated, an anonymous donation of $69. So we're over $400 raised. And I do love this text that just came in at 206-803-ROCK. It said, I need Steve to tell me when I should donate, because this year I'm donating the same amount as the number of wins that Steve has on Beat Migs. But I need to know how long you guys are going to be doing this so I could have rack up a few more dollars. So currently, I have 359 wins, so I need to keep winning.
Yes!
So that this person donates as much money as possible. And we're going to be doing this for about a month.
Yeah.
And if you want to make a donation, go to KISW.com.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. And earlier today, we were chatting with a guy named Drew from Eatonville. And apparently, he's got this dog that freaks out every time he hears my voice come through the radio. So now we have a listener named Jennifer on the phone that says her dog does the same thing. Jennifer from Everett, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Jennifer, oh, this is bananas. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a poodle.
Okay, so it's not a German Shepherd thing. So your dog does the same thing?
She does. I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Like, whenever she does this, like, to random female voices on TV from time to time, but Taryn's voice, she does it especially too.
You guys, I'm telling you, I am communicating with these dogs.
Or you're annoying the living hell out of them.
I'm ruining things at home for these people, I bet.
Okay, how old is your dog?
She's four.
She's four. Aww. What's her name?
Misty.
Misty.
Good girl, Misty.
Do we dare try it now with Misty? Can you put your... Are you at home with Misty?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is the dumbest thing ever. But I am so down for this. Okay, would you mind putting yourself on speakerphone and let's just see if Taryn does get Misty riled up?
For sure.
Honestly, I bet we could have a really fun play date with Misty and Kyboy and Brutus, my sweet dogs. Oh, no. Oh, God. What is wrong with my voice?
I have no...
Something is wrong with my voice, obviously. I'm broken.
Jennifer, you might want to take it off a speakerphone.
I think... Are these dogs broken or is my voice... Is my voice broken?
Yes. The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Jennifer, will you please tell Misty that I think she's a very good girl?
Yes, you're a good girl,
Misty. Is that what your doodles sound like, Steve, when they howl?
No, this is so crazy. My dogs only freak out when the Amazon man shows up, not when Taryn talks on the radio.
Jennifer, does your dog do any freaking out if, like, an ambulance goes by or anything like that, or is it just female voices on TV and me?
It's just female voices on TV and you.
That's so insane.
Jennifer, thank you so much for giving us a ring.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Bye. The Daily Mix Show.
If you don't have one yet, shame on you.
Monday. Ever.
I'm talking, of course, about the Daily Migs Show's limited edition Thanksgiving t-shirt, which supports the Washington State Food Coalition, and that's super awesome. So you can go get yourself one and wear it to your Thanksgiving dinner at KISW.com and order by this Thursday to get it before the holiday.
Nice.
A random guy named Scott. His resume ended up going viral because of a TikTok video that somebody captured and posted at a Jonas Brothers concert of somebody in the crowd reviewing this guy Scott's resume at the show.
It's a testament to how exciting a Jonas Brothers concert is that you're checking out resumes while you're there.
So all this attention ended up leading to a surprise meeting with the band that Scott got to have on The Tonight Show, and this is the moment that he met the Jonas Brothers.
We have not met each other.
No. They have not met each other. This is a totally real thing. We wanted to surprise
awesome. Guys. I'm like in shock.
Can I share a real thing?
Yeah, please.
I had never heard of you before this.
Okay, this is, keeps getting funnier because, like, imagine being the Jonas Brothers. They have to have a good sense of humor to even put up with this, because, A, you're finding out that someone's so not entertained by your concert that they're looking at, people are looking at your resumes, and then you bring the guy on, and he's like, yeah, I never heard of you guys.
tell me.
Hey, I didn't have Disney Channel growing up. I didn't know.
They transcended Disney Channel, actually, to come all the way back to Disney Plus.
You know, yeah, okay, there you
it's
go.
Okay.
So then Scott was talking about how his resume went viral.
So Monday, I'm sitting in class for an MBA program I'm going through, and my buddy hits me up and says, hey, dude, you're going famous on TikTok. I'm like, I don't even have a TikTok. So he sends me this blurry screenshot. It's like, is this your resume? I'm like, no, it's not my resume. Over the next 24 hours, everything I have starts blowing up with messages. So I actually download TikTok, go look at the original video and go, yeah, that's me.
Could you imagine that?
Do we know if he got the job?
I hope he did.
That's, I mean, a the good poor question. Guy had to go to a Jonas Brothers concert. He deserves a job.
He's suffered enough.
Yes.
But that would be such a big fear, like to all of a sudden getting blown up and be like, hey, did you know that you're going viral right now?
And I mean, you hope that it's not for something bad.
Right, like, that's not bad. Like, that's yeah. okay. Like, it's not like anything. It's not like you're a CEO and you're, like, hugging an HR person. Oof. And you're going viral for, like, that kind of stuff. But it's still, like, that, my heart would sink if someone's like, did you know that people are, all across the world are, like, talking about you?
Oh, yeah, that would be very stressful indeed.
Just a tad. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We have just launched Coats for Kids this morning, Rockaholics, and we hope that you can join us in supporting local children in need this season. We want to put 2,500 coats on kids in need, and you can get involved by heading over to KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Are you beatboxing, Ryan Castle? Sorta. What are you doing over there?
Sorta. Just coming straight in from the club, Taryn.
The club.
Yeah. I was clubbing all week.
Well, welcome.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law yesterday. Not a very good showing for our Seattle Seahawks. The fact that they were even in it at the end of the game where they could have won it with a field goal just blows my mind. We got Sam Darnold through 4 interceptions. Man. Yes. Not
That's
one, not
lot.
Two, not three, but 4.
It's a rough day.
Rough day, yet they ended up losing just 21-19. And, you know, the defense played great. And don't you dare speak ill of Sam Darnold to the defense of your Seattle Seahawks, especially Ernest Jones IV, who dropped not one F-bomb, but 2 F-bombs while talking about his quarterback during the press conference. And I love that, like, the Seahawks Instagram page posted the video of his press conference without bleeping it. They're just like, you know what? This is what Ernest said.
Man, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game, or what, man, Sam's been had us in every f-ing game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. It was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. Yeah, I mean, like, it's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And you got anything to say, quite frankly, you.
You tell him.
I like it.
That's the kind of teammate you want,
yeah.
You know?
Yes. If I'm Sam Darnold and I overhear he said that, I'd be like, I got to give Ernest Jones a big hug.
That's how we all are here.
Yes. You don't like it? F you.
That's right.
Good news in Seattle sports. The Mariners have agreed to a 5-year deal with first baseman Josh Naylor, who became their top free agent priority after a fabulous stretch following midseason trade. Seattle praised his leadership, his personality, instantly connecting to the city and the fans. He's an ideal long-term fit, as they say, and we're very excited.
And some people have complained, and Ernest Jones IV said this about that.
Got anything to say, quite frankly, you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
I feel like those two would get along really well. They don't yes. seem kind of intense. Ryan Katz, I know you like your alcohol.
What?
This is news to me.
Are you much of a tequila guy?
I enjoy some tequila, yeah.
Have you ever... I recently was having this conversation with one of my buddies about the Kirkland tequila. He's like, look, the Kirkland tequila is great.
Dude, the Kirkland brand, every alcohol is
you know,
fantastic.
I don't hate any of that.
They're, no.
Their Irish whiskey is I mean, look, it's not top shelf, but it's fine.
It's not bottom shelf?
No, certainly not. Well, I've had worse.
They have great boxed wine as well. I would know.
Well, Costco currently facing a class action lawsuit because somebody's claiming, or a few people are claiming, that Kirkland tequilas are falsely advertised as 100% agave. And apparently they did lab tests that show... That's not exactly the case. So they're in trouble for misleading customers, and or at least according to this allegation, and also violating customer or consumer protection laws.
Okay.
What are these in, like, corn or something in there?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it makes it affordable and it's still fine.
Okay.
You know, I Ernest Jones had this to say about people who are trying to sue Costco.
If I got anything to say, quite frankly,
if I drink too much of it, am I going to get in a fight with a stranger? Then it's okay. as advertised.
Hey, tonight's Monday Night Football. You can watch up. I mean, if you want to. The Las Vegas Raiders are taking on the Dallas Cowboys. A real matchup of two football teams.
They might try to lose, both of them.
Those are two football teams, and they're playing tonight if you want to watch some football. As far as weather, in a high of 53 degrees, going to rain today. The DMB is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.